Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, we are looking at cloudy conditions, rain or drizzle at times. We'll have a high of about 44. Around the area, temperature-wise, we are looking into Kenosha, where it is some light rain at this hour. And the temperature reading is, if we can get the numbers to pop up here, and they are not popping up. Well, let's go to the other outlook. The numbers out of Kenosha indicating at this time we have a temperature of 44 degrees, Burlington 38, Racine's at 42, and Milwaukee is at 39 degrees. Always have a backup. A barn went up in flames overnight on property in the 9300 block of River Road in the Kenosha County Village of Pleasant Prairie. Fire crews dispatched around midnight. Didn't take long for a mutual aid box alarm system response to be declared. That resulted in personnel and equipment being called in from parts of southern Racine County, also northern Illinois. Initial reports from the scene indicating there were explosions that might have been related to vehicles inside of that structure. It was engulfed in flames, according to the first arriving crews. About an hour after the first response, the request was made for a member of the Kenosha County Arson Task Force to come to that location. Students in driver training at Kenosha's K-Town Driving School are going to have to find another way to complete their training. The State Department of Motor Vehicles pulling the school's license. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The DMV's Debbie Kramer said an audit triggered by a citizen complaint revealed a non-licensed instructor who had not gone through a background check was giving lessons. Other minor violations were also noted. The DMV is in the process of identifying local options for students so they can complete their driver education and will begin to contact students with information on what they need to do to finish their training, other driving schools in the area, and how to recover any lost tuition payments. It's unclear if or when the school, which is located across the street from Paelli's Bakery on 39th Avenue in Kenosha, will reopen. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Citing neighbor concerns and current ordinance on the minimum amount of retail space needed for a liquor license in the city of Racine, the Public Safety and Licensing Committee recommends against the owner of the Quick Market, a small store at 4303 16th Street. Alderman Jason Meekma said that over a half a dozen neighbors contacted him in opposition to this.
People were not displeased with the owner. They just are concerned that introducing alcohol into that establishment is going to be, could prove problematic to the status of that neighborhood and that area. Everybody was just concerned that it's such a small space and it's a corner market, and introducing alcohol, way to introduce trouble as well.
Meanwhile, Tasir Mohammed said that business has changed in his 7 years of ownership, and in his words, "I feel I can't survive without adding something just a little bit different."
And why beer? I'm not just considering beer, I'm considering other options. I'm applying for a restaurant license to do a carry out, so a few items of like sandwiches or carry outs. But I feel it's a business necessity for me now to be able to survive with this business.
The applicant told to perhaps contact the neighbors surrounding the business regarding his request. Maybe some of them might change their minds and support him at the council meeting on December the 6th. And property owners in the village of Sturtevant not going to quite see the savings on their taxes proposed initially by Village Administrator Mary Cole, but the budget adopted at a special meeting of the village board last night still includes a mill rate reduction of 16.25%. Finance Committee talked about it before the final vote, the trustees deciding to add $15,000 to fund the popular July 3rd fireworks and $10,000 each for recreation programming and for stormwater projects. Trustee John Johnson said closing of the tax incremental district for the Renaissance Business Park gave the village this unique opportunity to bring some of the services back to the village.
Because we're back in the rut of being stuck on levy limits unless you want to put more debt service, which you can, on the levy. This way we can still retain some of the capital. We still give the residents back a rebate, you know, they're going to get a reduction in their property taxes regardless what we do. We just have to agree on how far we want to go.
Village President Steve Jansen said he couldn't support funding a library. That was something else that was proposed because it's so early in the planning stages. He also said he did not go for the Bell Urban System funding because he calls the service mediocre. That was his main concern. Budget was approved on a 5-2 vote. It was Jansen and Trustee Johnson voting against it. WRJN News Time, now 12 minutes after 6.